Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Miriam Ibrahim, the Sudanese Christian woman sentenced to death in May and later released, arrived in Rome this morning. The 27-year-old mother had been barred from leaving Sudan. Miriam was welcomed by the Italian Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi. For more on this, let's talk to Paddy Agnew, Rome correspondent of the Irish Times. Paddy, Miriam's release comes after intense international efforts to free her from jail and then to get her permission to leave the country.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a huge international case, and it seems that Italy's historic links with Sudan may have helped, because the Italian Foreign Office has been working on this. And it meant that when she arrived here in Rome this morning, just a couple of hours ago, she was greeted not only by the Italian Foreign Minister, the Italian Prime Minister, but she's also already had a meeting with Pope Francis in the Vatican.
And she had refused to renounce her faith of Islam, but contended that that was not her faith at all, that she was Christian, her mother having been Christian, her father Islamic, and the Vatican involved at the outset in the negotiations to secure her release.
Yeah, I think that's what the significance of the immediate meeting with Pope Francis is, because he's expressed his solidarity, not just with her, but for her as a symbol for all those people around the world who are persecuted because of their faith, in this case their Christian faith. And it's asking a question mark about the particular interpretation of Sharia that was applied, the Islamic law that was applied in Sudan, which says that even though she claims she was brought up a Christian, because her father was a Muslim, she remains a Muslim, and they accuse her of apostasy, in other words, of abandoning her faith by marrying a Christian.
Okay, and there had been some mention that she may go to America. Her husband has American citizenship, so this seems to have come as a surprise. Also, her lawyer apparently hadn't been given advance notice.
No, I think, as far as you understand, she definitely is on her way to America. She won't be stopping very long in Italy. But I think for obvious reasons, there was the whole operation was kept very much under wraps until such time as it could have been brought off. Because remember, she was released at the beginning of this month. She was already was once stopped at the airport she was trying to leave. So that's why she was, in the end, brought to Italy today on an Italian government plane.
Paddy Agnew, Irish Times Rome correspondent, thanks indeed for speaking with us.